May it please the court. This court is correct that Weinstein teaches all of the claimed limitations except for one, which is software. Instead of software being loaded onto the insertable medium, Weinstein stores data. However, this missing feature was already known in the prior art as evidenced by Flies and Best.
Why would you combine them? Because Weinstein, as Mr. Rackman suggests, he doesn't want all of these instructions loaded onto his machine. So it's not readily apparent why Weinstein would, for example, if you were going to modify the Weinstein machine or software and machine, why you would necessarily do so to bring in all of the instructions.
Sure. One of ordinary skill in the art, seeing Flies and Best, would understand that Weinstein doesn't need to be limited to just data being stored on the insertable device, but that it can actually be improved and increase its capabilities.
It doesn't need to be limited to it, but why would someone do it?
Sure. With software, you're able to display graphics, and the card issuer might want to have its logo displayed when the card is being used. So with software being added to the actual insertable medium, you're increasing the capabilities of the actual card itself.
So did the board make a fact finding that it would be advantageous to combine those, or that it would be easily recognizable to one of skill in the art, that it would be advantageous to make that combination?
Now, what the board did was...
Trying to figure out what fact finding you want me to find substantial evidence for vis-a-vis the decision to put Weinstein with Flies and Best.
Sure. The board's fact finding that, which agreed with the examiner, that by adding software, you're actually increasing the capabilities, enhancing the Weinstein insertable device itself.
But why would that have been obvious to one of skill in the art? Why would one of skill in the art, or what fact-finding is there vis-a-vis what one of skill in the art, why he would have wanted to do that or why she would have wanted to do that?
Sure, it's inherent within the board's finding that by adding software, you'd increase the capabilities of the device itself, that you can do a number of things with software, such as graphics allowing the card issuer to have its logo displayed when it's being used.
Well, the notion that it's inherent that whenever you add software, you're increasing functionality would seem to be a very broad and sweeping rule that I for one, would be very hesitant to adopt because that would suggest that virtually every software patent application that is in fact filed, you could reach the conclusion they'd all be obvious, right? Because they all sort of are building on something that came before. Like, software is not that different from molecules and from elements in the periodic table. So I guess in that regard, I'm a little nervous about what you're asking me for. You're asking me to suggest that just because it would add functionality to something, that necessarily is enough, and that I should decide that that's all inherent in the board's decision?
Well, it wasn't limited to just the board finding that the two references should be combined. They gave a reason. The reason was because it would enhance the capabilities of the Weinstein device itself. And then within that is the understanding from one of ordinary skill in the art that with software you can do a number of things, such as display graphics. But the board also found...
When I add brakes onto a bicycle, it enhances the functionality of the bicycle, right? But brakes may not be at all obvious, putting brakes together on a bicycle. So just stating that it enhances the functionality of the underlying product seems to me to be a really big leap, because that would render lots of really non-obvious changes obvious if I were to adopt that rule. Just that it adds functionality.
Well, the board also made a